Welcome to the Zero to 60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. This podcast is designed to be a place where you can learn about some of the newest, coolest cars, trucks, and SUVs hitting our showrooms around the Leith Automotive Group and get the scoop on the automotive must-attend events in the Carolinas and Virginia. Please follow us on social at Leith Cars and keep our website handy, leithcars.com.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
This is episode 46 of the 0 to 60 podcast and number 5 for the season. It's also part 2 in our two-part series on local quarter-mile short track Wake County Speedway in Garner, North Carolina, on becoming a sanctioned NASCAR home track for the first time in its 58-year history. Now, you can listen to part 1 on the Leith Cars Facebook page or wherever you get your favorite podcast. But Charlie Hanson, the track owner, is my special guest. Charlie, thanks for having us out here today.
Glad to have you here at Wake County Speedway.
During the extended off season, your team has been making a lot of improvements out here, working really hard on the track, the facility. Which talk to us about a few of these upgrades that fans and drivers should notice once the track is allowed to go back racing.
Yeah, during the off season, we threw out a question on social media, what would the drivers like to see? What would the fans like to see, you know, as far as improvements here at the track? And lighting was one of the biggest concerns. So we've installed over 30 new LED light fixtures all around the racing surface that should dramatically improve the lighting for the drivers and the fans alike. There was some overgrowth trees in the family grandstand section that it was obstructing the view from the top quadrant of the grandstands, and we've cut all them back after years and years, and now you can sit up in the very top left-hand corner and see the entire racing surface.
That's in the no swearing, no drinking section, right?
That's in the no swearing, no drinking section here at the track. And, we have a lot of church groups that that go over there, a lot of Cub Scout groups, a lot of brownie groups and Girl Scouts. So, that's awesome.
What, last time I had my boys out here, that's where we sat.
That's
not that you can sit anywhere.
Yeah, you can
sit
anywhere.
And it's fine and safe.
Absolutely.
But just to be doubly sure.
That's right. Just to be doubly sure.
But sometimes it gets a little too exciting out here at Grace.
Sometimes it is exciting. And if you watch racing and you watch short track racing in particular, sometimes tempers flare. But, again, that's part of the entertainment side of it that comes with the total package that, you just don't get at the movie theater, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. So what about the track? I noticed some new patches of repaved asphalt. You've got some new walls out here. What are some of the things the drivers will appreciate?
Yeah, on the track, there was several potholes that had developed over the years of water getting underground and freezing and creating potholes. I believe we poured like 5 tons of patch in turns 1, 2, 3, and 4. So the drivers will definitely appreciate the smoother entry and exits through the turns, especially like the Bandolero cars and the Legend cars that the suspensions on those cars aren't
stiff,
late model quality, and so it'll definitely make them for a smoother ride. And then at the exit of turn 2, I call it the Mr. Brown wall, there was wooden pylons that have been in place since I'm thinking the late 80s, early 90s, that were deteriorating, and any car that got down in there would get caught kind of snagged in a pylon. It would do extensive damage. And so Mr. Brown told me his dream, and I was out riding on 42 there outside of Clayton, and Mr. Brown said he was looking for some pipe, and I saw this yellow natural gas pipe, a big pile of it. And I said, Mr. Brown, is that what you're looking for? And he said, yeah. So long story short, Mark, we repurposed about, 81 or 83 pieces of pipe, 6 feet long, 4 foot in the ground, 1 inch thick, and it'll be filled with concrete. So hopefully the cars will glance off of that, and not get snagged in there. But
skim off it like a stone across the pond.
That's what we're hoping for anyway. So
I think you told me you put some new, some fresh concrete in the infield, make things a little smoother for the teams.
Yeah, we got about 40 or 50 yards of concrete to pour where just over the years, this facility is
going to be.
it's getting close to 60 years old. Yeah. The concrete is just breaking away. So we cut away the worst places in the infield. And like I said, we're going to pour about 50 yards of concrete on the infield there to just make it more pleasant for the teams. And that's, you know, it also helps keep debris off the track.
And Charlie, kind of a wrap-up question. With more drivers brings hopefully more fans. Have you guys found a way to maybe expand parking a little bit?
We have. We actually, back in the 90s, they utilized the area down in what I call now the lower pit area. We are trying to bring that back, and we've cut a ramp up into our upper pit area, and hopefully before the end of the 2020 season, of course, depending on how much more time we have to work, you know, with the COVID, stay at home orders and phases back in place, you know, we may have time to complete that before we get open. But yeah, we should increase our enclosed hauler parking, double it or better, Mark. So we've been working on that. And then, of course, if I missed telling you about my new flag stand, Mark, I would.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, Matt Hill of M&M Steelworks, I told him, I said, the flag stand is like the pinnacle of the racetrack. Uh-huh. Everybody looks at the flag stand. And I just, over the years, I really didn't like our flag stand. And I told Matt my dream, and pretty much he calls me one day and says, hey, come out to the track. And, you know, he had it up in place, and there it is. And it is definitely, just a awesome, it's going to be awesome view. It's going to be awesome for, media guys like you guys. You guys will be able to stand up in the flag stand and enjoy races, take pictures. Advertisers and sponsors like you guys, you'll have, some of your dignitaries be able to wave green flags and yep. be able to, be a part of the action, which, that's what I strive for too, is to really cater to you advertisers and sponsors to make you feel like, hey, you are the show. You're part of the show too.
Charlie, real quick, make sure that people can find you. Where do they go online and on social?
Yeah, you go to wcspeedway.com, and then on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it'll be Wake County Speedway.
Charlie Hansen, owner of Wake County Speedway, looking forward to the eventual 2020 season, and thank you so much for having us out here today.
Yeah, Mark, we're just waiting on the green light from the governor, and when he says it's time to go, we'll be ready to go.
Thank you for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly podcast bringing you the latest news around Leith Automotive Group and throughout the world of cars and motorsports. You can find 0 to 60 on multiple platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook, @LeithCars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.